T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Just after 10 o'clock yesterday, chaos when false reports came into 911 that there was an active shooter and already school children shot at multiple school locations around the Pittsburgh area, around Pennsylvania, and in the state of Massachusetts. It's called swatting.
It's happening almost daily, unfortunately, Larry. And they can't track it down. They can't find the culprits. And the insanity of it, brothers, it started with these video gamers back in the day where they call it spoofing. And they would send, literally, Larry, they would call a 911 call into a house, and a SWAT team would show up at a house while a guy was playing a video game just to jack with them. They think that's funny.
Fortunately, there were no active shooters. And joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Allegheny County Sheriff Kevin Krause, who was on the scene in multiple locations. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Marty. How are you guys?
Well, these are, you've been a cop how long now, buddy?
30 years.
Yeah, you know, I always tell people, Kevin, and I'm guessing you could say the same thing. I tell people I've seen everything twice. But this is kind of a new wave of hysteria created by these morons with this swatting or spoofing or whatever you want to call it. I call it terror. Don't you, Kevin?
I would consider it as such, in a way. Absolutely. I mean, it induces severe panic and chaos and, you know, concern on a very large scale.
What did you do? How did it manifest itself within your offices? Because, quite frankly, Mike Manko, your guy, who's fantastic, was communicating with us within minutes of this happening. What happened from what you saw, sir?
So the first call came in for an active shooter on the first floor at Central Catholic High School. There were 6 people shot. And obviously, any law enforcement officer that hears that is emergently heading that way. And that was the case yesterday. Law enforcement officers on the federal level, state level, local levels responded. They were there within minutes. They immediately entered the school. Then we got a second call for an active shooter at Oakland Catholic High School, and we had to shift in that direction as well. They entered the school and checked on the students, the staff, and started to clear the schools.
Well, by all accounts, what you and the other law enforcement officials did was outstanding and very calming after people realized you were present. But then when you realized this was not an active shooting scene, it's still, I mean, the resources dispersed and the anxiety level for your officers, for the children, for their families. We've not seen this mass hysteria like this in this town before with multiple schools.
Yeah. Like I said, it was chaotic. The students were terrified. The staff was terrified. You know, and when it's, you know, I think from what I saw, and I think everyone would agree, that the multiple agencies that came together and worked in unity, I think, was impressive to me. But, you know, seeing the terror on the faces of those students and the staff and the parents that were rushing to the school, and, you know, while all this was, you know, evolving, we started hearing reports that this was happening across the state.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, Kevin, the game has changed. In my career, and I know in your career, back in the day when we were both started out together almost in that same kind of career paths, except you're in law enforcement. So you would go to a scene like this, you would set up, and then you'd try to figure out what happens. But now, you had guys, they had guys, everyone had people right into these buildings. The game has changed, has it not, sir?
Yeah, I think, I would say it has. I think technology has a lot to do with some of the things that are occurring today that affect society and law enforcement. So I think there's a different element than there has been, you know, 15, 20 years ago.
So what do we do now, Sheriff? What's the takeaway from what transpired yesterday? Fortunately, no one harmed, but a lot of high anxiety. But how do we handle what's to come in the future?
Yeah, I think, like you said, thank God nobody got hurt yesterday, whether from, you know, an active shooter, which there wasn't, or injuries resulting from the chaos or any medical issues that might have occurred because of the stress. But, you know, from the teachers or the kids. But one takeaway, I think, not only from law enforcement, but education administrators, I think everybody learned something yesterday. I mean, you can schedule, you know, training episodes and, you know, training techniques, but when it actually happens and, you know, I think everybody learned something yesterday. And although it exhausted a lot of resources, I think that was one of the better takeaways from the incident.
Hey, Kevin, I was thinking about you yesterday when I saw you on television. I thought about 2009 in Stanton Heights, where you lived, that happening right in front of your eyes, where you actually lost friends who were massacred in Stanton Heights. Then I was thinking you were at the Tree of Life as well. As a guy who's lived this, on the way there, what's racing through your mind, sir?
Well, you want to get there as fast as you can. Even though you know there's cars ahead of you and people closer, you still want to get there as fast as you can. But, you know, it's still, you don't want to injure somebody on the way get injured yourself on the way. But the main things racing through your mind is getting there. And I know, you think about the school shootings that are happening, what's occurred then. And you just try to get some type of game plan, but you have no idea what you're running into.
Well, I, among many, really appreciate what you and your men and women do every day and what you did yesterday. So thank you, Sheriff.
Well, I appreciate that, but I you know, there were a lot of police officers involved, a lot of agencies. And I think a highlight was just everybody coming together, not even knowing one another, and, you know, working together to, you know, stop the threat.
Hey, Kevin, it's next to impossible. Here's the real joke of this, the disgust of this. Next to impossible to catch these people, isn't it?
That I can't comment on. I know that there's different agencies involved in this investigation, and I don't want to comment on, you know, the chances of solving this.
It's tough, though.
All right, understood.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Allegheny County Sheriff Kevin Krause on the Big K Morning Show and our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.